Buying, selling, renting, it's all about real estate with Margaret Rome. Sunday afternoons from noon to 1, exclusively on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome, and this is All About Real Estate. Another really exciting week. Open houses, couple of price reductions. Properties are selling. Don't let the news and the media and the radio and the TV scare you that nothing's happened in real estate. With rates down, so are prices. And there are some sellers who are ready to sell. I think there are some terrific buys right now. So if you're thinking about buying, if you're thinking about selling, again, it is a fun market right now. Not everybody thinks that way. For instance, today, after the show, I am going to be having an open house at 3506 Garden View Road. We have done a series of open houses. They have been hugely successful. This is probably one of the best cared for, most desirable homes I've been in my career. It's a mid-century modern. It has been upgraded throughout. It has a magnificent, gorgeous, free-form pool. It's on a double lot. It's over an acre and a half. Even though you've got a pool, you've got a huge amount of yard still for playgrounds. If you wanted to put a tennis court, there's also an area that's fenced off for a nature preserve. So there's some woods left there. So the wonderful baby deer and the mother deer and those kind of animals have a place to stay. So they're not completely homeless. And it's located on a no-through street. It's 1 mile from 695. You could almost walk to Stevenson Village, and it's close to Green Spring Valley, Wegmans, Trader Joe's, all those wonderful shops. It is a completely rehabbed, magnificent, mid-century modern, 5 bedrooms, 3 full baths. Lower level is completely finished. Every window in the house has been replaced, enlarged, and framed. And they've got a couple of things with the windows that I hadn't seen before. I had never heard of windows that you don't have to wash. You guys will have to ask me about that. It also has invisible screens on it. You'll have to ask me about that, too. Very, very exciting home. Again, the address is on Garden View. It is 3506 Garden View Road. It's in Stevenson 21208. I will be there after the show, 2 to 3. If you're interested in seeing the house, give me a call. And again, hopefully we'll see you. I'm very, very excited about this home, and hope we'll see more of you there today. A couple of other homes that I have. I do have a co-op. It is a studio co-op. It's on the 6th floor with a balcony, and it is ready to go. Wonderful thing about a co-op, aside from the fact that it has to be cash in this building and you have to be approved by the board, that your co-op fees, your monthly fees, include all utilities, heat, air conditioning, water. The only thing you pay is maybe just a little bit of electric for lights. It also includes parking, valet, 24-hour front desk, and pristine move-in condition. It also includes taxes. So if you're interested in a studio co-op, give me a call. It's the only co-op building in all of Baltimore County. One of the other homes that I have is on Betlow James. Really a very, very good buy. Give me a call on that. This is a home. This is a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half baths, three-level split, very large fence backyard, lovely front yard. The ceilings are high, high beam ceilings. It's a great buy. It's got a new roof. It's got new air conditioning. It's got new heat. It's got a new generator, hot water. All the systems are new or very, very recently updated. It does need some paint and some sanding of the floors. It is a great buy for somebody who wants to do that. If you're interested, give me a call. Again, that property is on Bentlow James Place, and I will give you more information. Any of these homes that you want to see, you can always go to my website, which is homerome.com or margaretrome.com. You can see all the properties that I am talking about. I had a call this week, somebody who needs to sell a home in Pasadena, and I don't go to Pasadena, but we had a lovely talk yesterday, and I have made contact for her, and they should be getting together this week. And one of the wonderful things about the show is here's somebody who is wanting to sell a home, not in my area, wanting to purchase a home, not in my area, and I am able to connect them with another professional agent that I feel very comfortable with, and I'm excited to see how that continues to go. The other really interesting house that I have is my little stone cottage. Oh, I am in love with this house. Stone, 80 plus years old. It has been rehabbed to the max. The owner has a background in architecture. He is a perfectionist, and the house shows it every inch of the way, every system, every floor plank, every doorknob. If you're interested in a two-bedroom, one-bath home with gas, heat, central air, a fireplace, a magnificent yard, it's only on it's less than a half an acre, but it is one of the nicest landscape properties that I have seen. Again, that one is on Woodcrest Road. That is a cottage that is in the Cheswall area of 21209. And one of the things that we're going to be talking about today is appraisals. I get so many questions about what's the difference between an appraisal and an assessment, and what do I have to do to get my home appraised? Do I need to be there? Should the agent be there? What's the appraisal process? What are some of the misconceptions? All kinds of things. So I decided that I would invite an appraiser instead of me answering these questions for you. I have invited a wonderful appraisal. The way I know him is I've taken classes with him. He's appraised homes for me. His name is H. Lars Hosford, and he is on the call now. And good afternoon, Lars.
Good afternoon, Margaret. How are you today?
I'm delightful. And I'm so glad you made the time to come on today. So you are an appraiser, and this is your company, right?
That is correct. And thanks again for having me on this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for agreeing. And your company name is Four Corners Appraisal, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
And one of the things I want to say, we as real estate agents usually only think about appraisers when we've just sold a home and we have to go meet the appraiser. The appraiser has to bring up the value so that the bank can loan them the money. But one of the other things that I use an appraiser for, and you've been wonderful about, is when I have somebody who needs to sell a home, maybe a spouse has passed away, maybe parents have passed away, maybe, you know, the children are disputing it. And the best way to find out what the price is to bring in an independent appraiser. And that's where somebody like you comes in. You do have your own company. And if somebody needs to have that kind of appraisal attained, give me a call and I will be more than happy to share Lars' information with you. So, Lars, question. What got you into being an appraiser? I mean, it's not the most glamorous job in the world.
That's a great question. So right out of college, or actually when I was in college, probably about 25 years ago, I was working for a mortgage firm, being a loan officer, and really kind of after about 3 or 4 years determined I wasn't too good at sales, but like looking at the appraisals as I was processing loans and originating loans. Called up a appraiser I'd used for a while and said, hey, how do I get into this industry? He kind of pointed me in the right direction, pulled the trigger, and haven't looked back since.
And so, you'd love it. And I love what you're saying. You realize that sales was not your forte, but you picked something that you really enjoy doing. And my feeling has always been, if you like what you're doing, you're good at it. And you're good at it. So I'm glad you're in the business. We've all heard some horror stories about appraisings and appraisals and underappraising. Tell me, what does the seller need to do to prepare their home for an appraisal inspection?
Another good question. The seller really should do probably any advice that you probably have already given them or probably are giving your seller to begin with, but really just tidying up the property, cleaning the property, making it look its best before an appraiser shows up. A majority of all the loans that are processed today that require an appraisal are going to require full interior and exterior inspection. And with that, a photograph of every single room, including the garage, basement. They'll require us to look in attics, typically, unless you're doing an FHA, or closets. But typically, an appraiser is going to need to look and photograph every single room. So you really want to, again, it doesn't mean you need to do a deep clean on the entire house and, you know, hire a bunch of crazy cleaning companies to go through, but it would help to kind of clean up the property, make it look its best, and that's both interior and exterior. On the exterior, maybe do a little extra landscaping, do a little bit of mulching. Again, the better you can show the house, the better the photos are going to look for the appraiser, an underwriter, a reviewer, all those people that are going to be eventually lending on that property.
One of the other things, Lars, that I don't think maybe you mentioned and I missed it, you need access to stick your head in the attic. You need to be able to take a look at the electric panel. So make sure that those accesses are completely cleared so that the inspector can see the electric panel, can see the access to the crawl space, can see the access to the attic, because they're going to look in there. And if they can't get in there, you will sometimes say, inaccessible, we have to come back at a different time, correct?
That is correct. With some types of loans like FHA or VA, they do have certain requirements, like inspection of the attic, inspection of a crawl space. So if those areas are you're unable to inspect those, you could have a conditional appraisal, what's referred to typically as a subject to gaining access to those areas. So, again, best to speak with your agent, loan officer, find out what type of a loan that buyer is going to be getting that's going to be, you know, using those funds to buy the house with, and say, okay, if it is an FHA loan, what steps do I need to take to get permit access for that appraiser, for, again, like the crawl space or the attic?
Okay, hold that thought. I'm going to have more questions for you. Maybe somebody will call in. If you want to call in and ask a question of our appraiser, our call-in number is 410-922-6680, and we will be back right after the break. Lars, we'll talk to you after the break.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com. Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, Margaret Rome, All About Real Estate. If you want to talk to us about appraisals today, call in number 410 410- 972-622-6680. And on the line is my guest, Lars Hosford. He is the owner of Four Corners Appraisal, and he's answering questions. And hopefully we have enough time to get all the questions I want to talk to you about. So, Lars, we were talking about you being at the house at the appraisal. What are your feelings about the listing agent being physically being at the appraisal?
I always strongly encourage the listing agent to meet the appraiser, and I know some appraisers prefer to kind of be left alone and not have anyone kind of influence their feelings about the house. However, you just, as an appraiser, you run into all kinds of different scenarios that can be, you know, pets, dogs, cats. Last thing I want to do is lose a family pet. Also, sometimes lock boxes don't work. Sometimes doors, the bedrooms or living areas are locked. Sometimes you've got nosy neighbors that are wondering what you're doing. So to have that listing agent on site to kind of field those questions, deal with some of the problems that can come up, always really helps me out.
Okay. I think you know that from knowing me over the years that I am always there for the appraisal. And one of the things that I bring, and most of the time, I know you are, many of the appraisers appreciate if the listing agent brings some comparables. You have access to the comparables. We know that. But there may be some things that you don't know. Maybe the house down the street was sold as a FSBO, and we know the condition of it and what happened to it. They may have missed that kind of thing. Maybe there's one in really disrepair that's going, that's priced really low, but the condition of it is why it's priced that low. And I think agents can help you not do your work, because I've had an agent said, I had an agent who really was complaining that her property did not appraise. And I said, were you with the appraiser? Did you bring him comps? She says, I'm not going to do the appraiser's work. And I went, okay, it's not doing your work. It's, I think, the appraisers and the real estate agent and the lenders and the title people. We're all in this together. And if we can support the price that comes in and convince you, look, this one has more square footage. This lot is bigger. This has a new roof and new air conditioning and has just got a new kitchen in it. You will see them, but compared to the others, it may be a lot better. Now, you also, if a house is not in good condition, you're going to note that also. So I think we can give you our information. Maybe we've uncovered it. Maybe we know some industry things that the appraiser may not know. And as I say, most appraisers appreciate this. On an occasion, I have had an agent says, I've already done my work. Don't bother me. Leave me alone. I will still leave them with the list of things that I have found. I'm not trying to tell you what to appraise it for. If you have any questions, most of them are right here. I also take the home that we're selling that needs appraised, and you start making a list of what the upgrades are. You know, how old is that kitchen? How old is that appliance? Do you have any repair receipts? All of those things that will prove that the house is in good condition or not. And I think it's very helpful. I think most of the time you guys think it's very helpful. Just stay out of your way and give you the information. Agreed?
Fully agreed. I think what you just covered was really helpful and accurate. That, you know, any updates, improvements, renovations that have been completed, that's great information to convey to the appraiser. I think the disconnect between a lot of, you know, real estate agents and appraisers is that most agents are there to kind of help say, here's that FSBO sale that you mentioned. Here's the sales that we use to price out the house. That's not there to influence, and that's crucial. You're not there to influence the appraiser. You're helped to say, here's some information, just like the upgrades. I'm not trying to tell you that you need to come in at this value. I'm saying, here's the information that we looked at. You may agree with it. You may not agree with it. Maybe you think that's a good sale down the street. Maybe you don't. But too often enough, just because it's on the MLS doesn't mean that all that information has been reported accurately. Too often enough, I'm reviewing sales on the MLS where there may not even be any photos of that property. So if the listing agent has that additional information, that information is valuable. If there's only one one photo of a comparable property or minimal photos, and you as the listing agent are aware of, you know, something that maybe transpired during that transaction that affected the sale, that's good information to convey over to the appraiser, because that may impact ultimately the value conclusion that they're coming up with. So,
Lars, have you ever, because I have heard this, when you meet an agent at a home and they say, you have to appraise this, you have to get it over this price. If I've heard it, I know you've heard it, right?
I have heard it before. It's definitely not typical or common, but I have had the agents that are, we really need this to appraise for this. We're really expecting this. Typically, the lines that I will hear is that, you know, we received multiple offers. There's no way this can't appraise. That really, those are the statements you shouldn't be making. And again, that's really a rarity, definitely not typical or common. Most agents, they've been doing this for a while. They know how to interact with an appraiser, what to say, what not to say. But you occasionally run into that agent that, crosses that line. You really do run into a problem there, because you're now trying to influence the appraiser.
That was my point.
Saying, hey, yeah, you really crossed that line, and then you really do run into all kinds of problems there. If the appraiser wants, they can go to the lender and say, listen, I'm being influenced by the listing agent. They're, demanding, hey, we need this value, and, only an idiot couldn't come up with this value, or, how dare you didn't, consider this sale. What do you mean my house is not as superior as that comp down the street, whatever it may be. So you do need to be careful in the language that you use. Again, not influencing, more or less offering, guidance and saying, hey, here's the improvements, the upgrades, the renovations we've made on this property. And these are some of the sales that we believe, are comparable. And again, you may see it differently, you may not, but better to provide the information than say nothing at all.
Exactly. So I'm sure that you can share, after your many years as being an appraiser, some of the common misconceptions that are, related to appraisals. One of the things is, what is the difference between an assessment and an appraisal? I get that question a fair amount, and they are completely different. Can you explain that to us?
I'll do my best. And what do I mean by that is I can't speak for the assessment office.
Okay.
Whether that's Baltimore County, Baltimore City, or any of the assessment offices across the state of Maryland, they do their own thing. And that's a combination of algorithms, whatever they're plugging into the system. Sometimes it's based off of price per square foot. Sometimes it's based off of recent sales. The assessment office, they do their own research. They do their own thing, to the point that if I called in or any other homeowner said, hey, we think your assessment's wrong, they would say, who are you? Why are you calling me? They're going to do their own research. They're going to plug in their own formulas. And it's more broad-based. What I mean by that is they're not individually going to each house on an annual basis or even every 3 years and saying, oh, well, this house has X amount of square feet and located in this area, and we think it's increased 15%. I'm making this up. They're not going to do that. That formula, that algorithm, whatever they're plugging into the system is broad-based. There's so many homes, millions of homes in America, but in Maryland, they wouldn't be able to individually go to each one. Okay. Whereas an appraiser, they're actually physically going on site. They're measuring out the house. They're walking the exterior. They're walking the interior. They're noting that you finished the basement. They are noting that you just spent $100,000 on the kitchen. They're noting the upgrades and improvements that you've made. The assessment office has no idea if you just spent $100,000 on your kitchen. And maybe I'm wrong in this statement, but I think they could care less. Again, they're going for a broad base across the board formula that's going to go through, you know, a zip code, an area, a county that they're applying. So there's the main difference is that an appraiser is really going for a very specific point in time and really going in depth on all the attributes from square footage to improvements, renovations, you know, bedroom, bathroom, all these fine details that ultimately kind of derive the value of a house.
Okay, what I'm thinking, when we pull up the tax records to make sure who owns the house, to get the deed, to get when it was last sold, on there is something called an assessment. That is completely different than what we're talking about, an appraisal. And I've had buyers saying, but it only assessed for $500,000. Why is it selling for $1 million? Again, that's based on the tax records. And if your tax, you know, that's not something that Lars does. Lars does appraisals for the bank so that the buyer can get their loan. So I want
to
make
with that thing, and to add to that, is that the assessment really, you know, that was created typically when the house was built. And so an assessor will have gone out to the property, potentially measured out the house, maybe looked at some floor plans, and they did a lot of initial research on that front end. From there, then it gets plugged into the system. And then the assessed value will kind of fluctuate depending on the market, depending on what is plugged into their formula. But I've seen assessments be off by $250,000, $500,000, even $1 million.
Exactly.
And that's just based off of how much or how little information the county, the jurisdiction will have, but also how much a house has been improved or lack thereof. I've also seen values, you know, where they've been assessed for $1.25 or $1.25 million. And it sold yesterday for $650,000. Now, that's typically a foreclosure or a short sale, but those scenarios can happen. So the assessment, again, is only as good as the information that the county has and as up-to-date as it is.
Okay. So. We're going to hold that thought. I've got lots more things I want to ask you about. We are ready to take a break. Anybody out there have a question about appraisals or want to reach me after the show, you can call me at 410-530-2400. And for right now, you can call in at 410-922-6680.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERome.com, or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. We are speaking to a wonderful appraiser by the name of Lars Hosford, and I'm questioning him, and he's getting great answer. I just want to make a comment that most of you know that I really specialize in very unusual homes. I sometimes say they're appraisers' nightmares, and Lars knows what I'm talking about. But what I say when I have one of these unusual homes, I basically have to sell it five times. What does that mean? That means when I come to look at your house, I've got to sell it to myself to think if I can make sure that I can sell it. Then I've got to sell it to the other agent so they will bring a buyer in. The third is I've then got to sell the buyer on whether the house is worth it. Then comes the appraiser, and on occasion, hopefully it's not very often, but I'm sure that Lars has probably heard of this. After the appraiser comes in and gives it value, we will get a call from the bank that the underwriter is questioning the appraisal. So I have to do it five times. And then Lars, I would like to know some of the challenges that you've had, some of your memorable challenges in appraising. And also, when you're doing that, what can the real estate agents do to help the appraisers?
Good question. I mean, I've got quite a few over the years, you know, from dome houses to historical, you know, old, you know, 300-year-old homes to large acreage houses. So I don't know if there's any particular, you know, one that really stands out. I think to answer your question about what can an agent do to, you know, really kind of prepare for that is more information is typically better than none. Simply throwing your hands up in the air and saying, well, I have one of these dome houses that's one bedroom, one bath sitting on 20 acres in the middle of nowhere and telling the appraiser, good luck. That doesn't do anything to move the needle. So in those, you know, individual scenarios where it really is just so unique, that's where you really got to go back further in time, look further out. You know, maybe it's the log cabin that's sitting on 20 acres instead of the dome house. That's where maybe you need to cross some county lines. Maybe that's where you don't go back 6 months or a year. Maybe you're looking back 2, 3, 4 years in sales. Maybe that's looking at alternative properties that instead of just log cabins, maybe it's like, is there any post and beam houses that have sold? And that can be applicable to any one of those scenarios, of, you know, dome house, a historic house, you know, that may be 200 or 300 years old. So really the best thing an agent can do to prepare for those houses or even a seller is to, you know, really say what information is out there that a, you know, a potential appraiser could use, and then a lender to value this property and say, okay, this value, this sales price really makes sense.
You know, go ahead.
I was going to say, does that help?
Every bit of information helps in this business.
It really does.
On a few occasions, I've had some properties that I have sold that the lender has waived, not the lender, yeah, the lender has waived the appraiser, or the underwriter, I'm sorry, the underwriter, yep, has waived the appraisal. And man, is that music to our ears? That means that hey, don't worry about it. We've already got the value there. We don't need you to spend another $300-$500 to pay an appraiser to tell it it's there. I love when that happens. And on the other side, there are people who pay cash for a property, but they want an appraisal just for their own good, whether they're getting a mortgage or not. So there are different ways, there are different times that you get different kinds of appraisals. And I think when you're talking about that domed house in the middle of nowhere, I think sometimes what you just have to do when you can't find a comparable is, what in the heck would it take to rebuild this and do it from a cost? Or
that's another possibility, sure.
Yeah, or suggest to the seller that if somebody is interested enough in this property, they are welcome to get it appraised, but it is not going to be contingent on the appraisal because they know it's going to be so difficult. That's why you really have to make sure that the person purchasing the home is really ready to move forward, and so that they can waive that appraisal. That waiver, they'll still get one, but if it doesn't come in at value, they cannot get out of the deal for that. And I don't think you have to get involved with that too much. Or have you ever gone on one and they've said, oh, forgot to tell you, they've waived the appraisal?
They have. Typically, a listing agent will mention that, especially a well-prepared listing agent will mention that. But typically, an appraiser should be, you know, either reviewing the contract before or after inspecting the property. I try to take a quick look at the contract before heading out to a property. And usually, it's pretty well noted, you know, if that appraisal is conditional on this contract, or sometimes they'll waive it, or sometimes they'll do what's referred to as an appraisal gap, where the buyer will make up a difference, so that if the appraisal comes up short for whatever reason, maybe the buyer is really in love with this house and is paying a premium in order to outbid, four or five other potential buyers, and so pays, 5% above what may be market value. In that case, they may offer an appraisal gap, or they might just waive the appraisal altogether. That really does kind of take the pressure off the appraiser and allows them to do their job and say, hey, we're not expecting you to hit this value. There's no comparables to support it. Call it as you see it. Give us what market value is, and if it's lower, as the buyer, we'll make up that difference.
Lars, we are at that time. Have to take one more break. If we have time, I want to come back and ask you for maybe a very challenging appraisal experience. We will be back right after the break. If you want to reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. Like to see you at the open house this afternoon from 2 to 3 at 3506 Garden View Road. And we will be back after the break.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. We've been talking with an appraiser. What I want to ask, Lars, I'm going to give you your phone number out real quickly. 410-952-3000. 1391. And if you didn't get that, you can call me after the show, and I'll be happy to put you in touch with Lars. I know we are running short, so I wanted to say, can you come up with a very challenging appraisal experience that you've had that's out of the ordinary?
I would have to say it probably would be appraising like a large historic house. I can't give any addresses.
No, of course not.
But a large historic house, those are always the more challenging, and I can, you know, think of one or two that just really, typically not only are they, you know, 200 years plus, but the construction quality is, you know, just really, really high-end, slate roof, copper gutters, you know, sometimes limestone exterior or granite exterior. They're typically, you know, multiple additions and high dollar, and those are always the more difficult ones to appraise, not only just due to the size and just all the amenities, but also trying to take into consideration what, you know, what buyer in the marketplace is really giving value to. It's not just, hey, I'm buying it for four bedrooms and 2.5 baths and two car garage that I can park the cars in. They're really looking at it as a historic, you know, amenity that they're saying has history, and they're looking above beyond just that fact that it's a building or an improvement, a house.
Right.
So I'd say those are the most complex. Those are the most difficult to appraise, even above and beyond the low cabins or even the two or three dome houses I've done, because the dome houses, while they're very unique, they're typically not that large. They're only about 800 or 1,000 square feet, so in diameter. So they're not too difficult. They're just more unique in nature.
Yeah, they're interesting. And I'm sure you've had occasions where you've gotten a call from the lender or maybe even the listing agent who is not happy because the value didn't come in. And you have a really, really tough job. I am so glad that I am selling real estate and not appraising it. I think it's a pretty thankless job, and we need you so badly. If anybody out there has any questions about appraisals, assessments, you can call me during the week after the show. We'll be happy to talk about it. Lars, you have been terrific. Again, if anybody wants to reach you, give us your number again, and then we're going to be heading out.
Yes, my number again is 410-952-1391. And feel free to give me a call, anything appraisal related. Happy to help.
That's great. And a lot of times before you put your home on the market, you may say, I just don't know how much I need. Let me see what an appraisal would do. And you go ahead and you get your own appraisal before you have that buyer. Again, you have been listening to Margaret Rome, Lars Hosford, talking about appraisals. We'll be back next week talking all about real estate, and hopefully you'll meet us at the open house today at 3506 Garden View. Have a great week.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.